Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord in the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. And we're coming to you from just southeast of Mount Vernon, Illinois, with a daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join with us as we sing and as we pray and read some things from God's Word. Let's worship Him together. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And it is wonderful to be with you. I hope you can just set aside the next 15 minutes and devote this time to singing and prayer, Bible reading, a time of devotion, just a time of dedication and worship and praise and exaltation to the Lord, just a few minutes in His presence. It'll make your day so much better. Romans 8:1 is the word of God to begin today's broadcast. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Wonderful words of life as we begin the service today. If it's convenient and possible, I hope you're telling someone about the ministry and inviting them to worship with you. And remember, if the radio time is inconvenient, or if you want to hear the service again, our website is available, www.pentecostalradio.org. Just click the Listen Online link, and then you can select the day you want, and you can worship the Lord with us there. And also, while you're on the website, if you'd like to contribute with your debit or credit card, just click Donate on the front page and follow the prompts. There are no hidden fees or charges. It is a safe transaction. You don't have to set up an account or any such thing. All right, and I'm notified immediately when you do that. Page 382 in the Redback Church Hymnal. Let's sing together on I Would Not Be Denied. Most of you know this. Let's sing it together.
When pangs of death seized on my soul, unto the Lord I cried, till Jesus came and made me whole, I would not be denied. I would not be denied. I would not be denied. Till Jesus came and He made me whole, I would not be denied. As Jacob in the days of old, I wrestled with the Lord, and instead with a courage bold, I stood upon His word. I would not be denied. I would not be denied. Till Jesus came and He made me whole, I would not be denied. Oh, Satan said, my Lord was was gone and would not hear my prayer. But praise the Lord, the work is done, and Christ the Lord is here. I would not be denied. I would not be denied till Jesus came and made me whole. I would not be denied.
One more time, sing it now.
I would not be denied. I would not be denied till Jesus came and he made me whole. I would not be denied.
Hallelujah. Well, as we turn to the precious promise today, as we look toward the Word of God, as we begin this service in, for a time of prayer, he says unto us in Psalms 5, beginning with verse 1, "Give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up." As I was reading that portion of scripture from Psalms 5, it reminded me of early mornings. I wake up early of a morning and I talk to the Lord every morning, bright and early, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. And I'm thankful that he is listening in the morning. I don't have to make an appointment or wait till 9 o'clock or wait till the doors open or wait till he comes in the office. He is listening in the early mornings. He heard David praying in the early mornings. I have the promise that he hears me praying in the early mornings. And I've prayed late at night, all hours during the day. I'm quite certain many of you have done the same thing, but he's always been there listening. His ears are open to our cries. He's always there watching. His eyes are upon the righteous. He never takes his eyes off of us. He never turns his ears away from our cry. He is watching you right now, and he is listening to you. I want you to join with us now in prayer, having faith that God is listening, and according to his will respond to us. Father, we're so thankful for these promises today. We're so thankful today, Lord, for your word and the fact that you fulfill your word in our lives. And your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light to our pathway. We're glad, Lord, that you're not deaf. We're glad that you're not blind. We're thankful, Lord, that you're not sick. We're thankful, Lord, that you're not crippled. Lord, we're thankful that you don't have any sort of an inability, Lord, that would keep you from doing what you need to do for your people. You don't have any sort of a restraint, Lord, but you're free to do as you will because you are God. Lord, hear the prayers today of the people. Lord, according to their faith and according to the word of God, according to the will of God, let prayers be answered. Let the lost be saved and the sick healed. Lord, let every other need be supplied. I know with you today, Lord, all things are possible. Guide and direct this service by your Spirit, I pray. Bless it, Lord, to some heart. May today be the day that someone receives some kind of special help. Lord, as we pray to you in the mornings and in the afternoons and in the night, thank you for listening to us. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, God, for sending Jesus. Thank you.
and I'll give you some contact information at the end. Sister Linda's going to favor us with a number simply called Adrift. Pray for her. Worship the Lord with her.
I was adrift on the ocean of sin. Storms, no shelter, no sunshine, no shore. Then across the sea came Jesus straight to me, bidding all the angry waves to cease and quiet me. Oh, I found the Lord in the midst of the storm. He brought me safely to shore. Christ is my captain, my helmsman, and my guide. Safely to shore. Through calm and clear waters, through skies that are so blue, where I'll never drift anymore. That blows, and of every cloud that darkens the blue. So throw out your anchor to this harbor of Christ, and He'll still the tempest for you. Across the sea came Jesus straight to me, bidding all the angry waves to cease and quiet me. I found the Lord in the midst of the storm.
Been worshiping the Lord with us on the Power of Pentecost. Send any mail, offerings, cards, letters, song, prayer requests to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. And again, the website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Join us for the next service. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost.
Then across the sea came Jesus straight to me, bidding all the angry waves to cease and quiet me. I found the Lord in the